Psachim Perkches, Mishnah Zion, 8:7. The previous Mishnah had listed certain individuals for whom one should not shech the Korban Pesach exclusively for them, either because they wouldn't be able to eat a kazayas, perhaps, or they couldn't eat the whole Korban Pesach. Either way, our Mishnah here starts with a shita that one may never shech the Korban Pesach for an individual. Ein shochetin esa pesach al hayachid div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one may never have a single person registered on a Korban Pesach. This isn't for any practical fear about them being able to consume the whole Korban Pesach, but rather based on a drasha. The pasuk in Devarim Tezayin pasuk Hey says, Lo sucha lizboach esa pesach ba'achad sha'arecha. You may not slaughter the Korban Pesach in any one city. And sha'arecha means your gates, meaning a city outside of Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yehuda understands the word ba'achad in any one of your cities is superfluous, and therefore he reads the pasuk with a drasha of Lo sucha lizboach esa pesach ba'achad. You may not slaughter a Korban Pesach on behalf of an individual, meaning one person as opposed to many. However, Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi holds, yes, you may. He rejects that drasha, and the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, that one may shech the Korban Pesach. He actually has a separate drasha. And the truth is, halach l'maisa, while it's like Rabbi Yossi, is brought down that l'charchila, one shouldn't shech for just one person, perhaps also based on the pasuk. In any case, Rabbi Yossi continues, and he says, "Afilu chabura shel meya she'ein yachon le'echol kazayas." Even if you have a chabura with 100 people, and there's even one person from among the 100 who's incapable of consuming an entire kazayas of the meat of the Korban Pesach, ein shochetin aleihen, you may not shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of such a chabura. We did learn previously that if you shech the Pesach with a chabura in mind, some of whom can and some of the members can't eat a kazayas, so it is kosher, but that's only a b'dieved. L'charchila, Rabbi Yossi is saying, every person who's registered must be capable of eating a kazayas. And that, of course, is also din l'halacha. The way the bartender learns it, that would imply, he's learning like Rashi, that would imply that as long as everyone can eat a kazayas, you may l'charchila shech the Korban Pesach, even if they're incapable of collectively eating the entire Korban Pesach, meaning it will come to Nosar perhaps, but that's not a ma'akev from L'chachila Shech the Korban Pesach. You do what you can do, and then there are rules about Nosar. According to the Rambam, the concern actually is, or there's a separate din, I should say, that one is forbidden to Shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of any chabura, whether there's one or 100 people, if they're incapable of eating all the meat, because then it would come to Nosar, and that would be forbidden all to itself. The Mishnah continues and says, it's really a new din here, Vein osin chaburas nashim va'avadim uktanim. One may not make a chabura for the Korban Pesach that comprises women, slaves, these are an Eved Kanani we're talking about here, slaves, and katanim, and children. Now the truth is, it doesn't mean exactly precisely that. We have two separate combinations that are forbidden. That's a combination of women and avadim, or of children and avadim. Both of those are forbidden because avadim are suspects of having very low morals, and we're concerned of licentious behavior, either with the women or the children. Similarly, a chabur of all children, entirely made of children, is also forbidden. The reason for that is because the children are considered to be Einam b'nei das. They don't know what they're doing properly yet, and we're concerned they'll act inappropriately. We don't want food fights with the Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out that perhaps if you had a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl who you could check out ahead of time and confirm that they did know what they were doing, they would be allowed to make a, like I'll call it a Pesach Seder, have a Korban Pesach all to themselves. My point being that it's not an issue of them not being bar bat mitzvah per se, but just simply that they can't be relied upon to do the right thing in terms of, you know, knowing what to do. So what that means is you, yes, may have a chabura exclusively of women or a chabura exclusively of avadim. That would be permitted. It's just the combination of women and slaves, or slaves and children, which is forbidden. Similarly, if you'd have a man plus women and slaves, or plus women and children, or plus slaves and children, etc., all those would be fine. Certainly because if there are men also, Jewish men in the group, so they will keep an eye on things and make sure that things don't get out of hand.